The show went on for 4 hours. We confirmed it. Every employee at the station had gone except us.
And of course, if you only listen between 6 and 7 or between 7 and 8, well, if you listen between 7 and 8, you're not here, are you?
No.
Okay, if you only listen between 6 and 7, you don't get to hear the whole show. During the length of the show, we called every employee of the station. And finally, we kept saying, when Duke gets here, you guys will get yours, because he won't stand for...
He's the program director, and he is on our side.
So Duke finally arrived for work, and we put it to him and asked him, you know, why we were left out of the Future Bob invitation list for his party this past week.
Here's what happened. This QMF.
Future Bob had a party, and we were not invited. Apparently the entire radio station, save the three of us...
That's right.
You're kidding.
Members of the staff were invited.
Everybody else,
that's
except
right.
You guys.
Right.
That's right.
Were invited to the party.
I don't know where you were Saturday, Duke, but...
I tell you what. It angers me to no extent, because Future Bob, you know, I've talked to him over and over again. You know, the guy's got an ego the size of the room you're sitting in there.
That's right.
I'm going to have a talk with everybody in this building.
Thank you, Duke.
Because it is not right that... two people be excluded from a function of the radio station.
Thank you, Duke.
Did I tell you he would take care of
you? You are absolutely right, Duke.
Yeah. Duke.
We're so thankful that you are a gracious and fair leader.
I'm going to back you up all the way on this.
That's great.
We appreciate that very much.
Keys.
I've been looking for those 3 or 4 days. Where'd you find those?
You left them under the Twister game over Future Bob the other night.
Hey, wait a minute, man. That's...
Sorry, man.
Put Gentry on that microphone. That Bill Gentry, our salesman.
No, he was kidding.
What did you just say?
He was kidding. You know what I mean?
What did he just say?
What did Bill just say?
Your keys, your wallet. You left them over at Future Bob's the other night. Under the Twister game.
He's kidding.
Under the Twister game?
I can't play Twister.
Game?
You know, my wrist, you know, I broke my hand.
Your keys and your wallet.
Well, I lost them the other night.
How do you spell Meyer, Terry?
It's M-E-Y-E-R. Duke. Meyer.
All right. And Mr. Bill Gentry?
Gentry, that would be J-E-N-T-R-Y.
All right. Could you do me a favor, Terry? Hand me that briefcase. Hand me my briefcase, don't you?
Yep, it's right here.
Okay.
Let's go on and just...
I love you, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks. I've had a lot of fun, too. When you can't trust Duke, the leader of them all.
There's just certain things, man, that a person should not have to put up with.
Come on, take the toy gun out of your mouth, Ron.
Goodbye.
Listen, stop. Wait
a minute. Goodbye.
Take the toy... Oh, my God. Ron. He just committed suicide here. Ron just... Oh, I hope you guys feel better now. My partner's just blown his own head off. And where'd the gun fall? Ron, buddy, talk to me. Well, I hope you guys are happy now. You didn't invite us to the party. And now look what happened. Where'd he put that gun?
The television program the day after, so in preparation for that, we wanted to throw a little end of the world party before the first strike. We actually called the Soviets that day, too, and
what month
them,
was this? I'm totally lost.
I don't remember when that show
April,
ran.
April, May?
Somewhere around there. And we were expecting the Soviets. It's the perfect time for the Soviets to do it. When the whole country is watching the day after, they're going to attack. So we threw a party.
A big party in the park, and we invited all of you guys, and none of you came. How many hamburgers did we buy?
Jeez, I don't even
thousands.
Think about it.
Hot dogs,
don't
beer. We had everything there, all set up. End of the world party, show with no name. And nobody came except for the feminine forum guys.
This is what happened, this QMM. When was the last time we asked you to do anything for us, to give us anything, to come up with... The one time we...
Don't cry, because you'll just start crying again.
You let us
we
down.
We spent all this money on food, drinks. We hired Johnny's United Shows to set up a full amusement park.
We could die, man. Nobody cares.
Just for a solar eclipse party today, when the world's largest nun flies up in a hot air balloon and causes a solar eclipse. We try and have a party.
Oh, my God.
We buy 500 bow and arrow sets so that we can shoot her down.
You ungrateful bitch.
And who do we get... Three people showing up.
Leroy Washington, Troy Liplock, and Frankie Wayne Wayne. I'll tell you, it's tough. It's tough all over.
Oh, Lord, they got the blues.
Paying out all this money to get you guys to come to our party, and what do? Stand us up.
400 hot dogs, man, just curdling. Getting rank.
Probably staying home watching Jane Pauley. What's she talking about, you know? Nothing important.
12 kegs of beer sitting here waiting for you guys.
We even rented porta cans so that you wouldn't have to be rude and go in the forest. You know what I mean?
Tom Dorsey's going to eat us alive over this.
Tomorrow, big headline in the newspaper. Show with no name team snubbed again.
The entire city fails to show up for a free party.
Nobody cares about show with no name.
They could die. We don't give a...
It's the old guy. I thought he was coming with some treats or something. He called last night and said he was going to show up and he was going to bring some kind of treats.
Is he over behind it?
The little old guy, the retired marijuana farmer, said he'd be here today, and he usually comes with some weird gooby
balls or some
hippie food.
What?
Granola.
Jeff said he needs a hand. You want to hold? Stay here. Let me go over and see.
Go help.
He needs a hand doing what, man? Carrying what?
Apparently needs the help. Carrying something. Oh, this is great. You guys leaving the show with no name holding the bag. You know, this is wonderful.
Hey! Hey!
Here he comes. What do you say, Pop?
Oh!
How you doing?
Oh, God! Hey!
I got
the pot!
I got
four baggies full of marijuana! Where is everybody? I got joints rolled up!
Marijuana?
I got pot plants coming out of my wazoo!
Well, nobody wants to come to the party today. That's against the law.
Smoke out today in the park. Come on down. I got it all.
You weren't supposed to bring marijuana, Pop. That's against the law.
Take it down. No!
Nobody's coming to the party anyway. What'd you say you have again, Pop?
He's got four hefty bags, man, full of marijuana.
Marijuana?
We can't do that, Gramps. That's against...
Look at all these cars all of a sudden here.
Bring the baggies back, Gramps. Come on back over here, man.
Park the cars, Jeff. Park the cars, man, Jeff.
Can you believe this? Yeah, just pull them around. Just direct them, Jeff.
Troy, help them.
Wave them on the car.
Sorry, wrong premise.
Wrong party. We threw one for the end of the world, too, but we also threw one for the nun going over in a balloon.
Solar eclipse, and that was in the summer sometime. There's another bit regarding the solar eclipse coming up later on this morning. Also, the very first Beaver bit comes up at 10 after 7. This show's been in operation for 2 years, 7 months, 11 days, and for most of that time, we've tried to conduct some sort of game show at one time or another.
We love giving things away, because it doesn't cost us a dime. You have to understand, in this business, when you give something away, it's usually a traded-out item. And we want to give some stuff away, and we've had some problems.
Yeah, we normally get really excited, and we're happy to call people out of the phone book. Usually you can do fake voices if you want to do fake things. Mm-hmm. That's for other bits. The game shows are real. We really call people. And occasionally you get a guy on the phone that...
talks like this.
He kind of caught us by surprise. Listen. Hello.
Yes?
It's the show with the name team calling live from 96QMF.
We're playing our cash call giveaway jackpot game. We'd like to know if you would be interested in winning some cash this morning, some money.
Oh, might be.
All you have to do is answer a trivia question. May we ask your first name, please?
That's Diamond.
Pardon me?
Diamond.
Diamond.
Diamond?
Yes.
Diamond is your first name.
Oh, Diamond.
Oh, Damon.
Damon.
Yes, Damon.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I've got a head cold and can't hear so well this morning. What the hell is he saying?
I do it today.
All right, then, let's spin the category wheel and see what category Diamond gets this morning.
Here comes your question, then.
Mass murderers.
Cannibalism.
Scab.
Things that squirt.
And horoscopes.
Broken bones.
And dysentery. Looks it's like moving one more notch here.
Leave it to Beaver.
Have you ever seen that old TV show, Leave It to Beaver, Diamond?
Are you familiar with that show, sir?
Yes, I'm acquainted with
it. Okay, that's the category your question will come from this morning. And if you can answer correctly, you will receive all the contents of the cash call giveaway jackpot box.
Ron will pull the question out here pertaining to the Leave It to Beaver series. Ask it, and then you'll have 20 seconds in which to correctly answer it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Dramden.
His name is Damon.
Snan. Here it comes, from the category Leave It to Beaver. Pay attention, here it comes. From the legendary series Leave It to Beaver, can you, Dan, name the five members of the Cleaver family?
You have 20 seconds, go.
There's Wally.
Wally, that's
There's
correct.
One.
Beaver.
There's
Beaver.
Two. The mother and father. Can you recall their names? Hurry, Damon.
Just take a guess.
Hurry, time's up. I'm awful sorry.
That's a shame.
The names of the family members were Ward,
June,
Wally,
Beaver,
and, of course, Meat.
He was only in the first episode. They wrote him out of the show, I guess, quite early in the series. He, of course, went on to star in several blockbusters in Hollywood.
Yeah, he was in Halloween 3.
Texas Chainsaw thing.
He was in that weird one with Pia Zadora where she... Well, I didn't want to mention what she did with him, but it was disgusting.
Psycho, he made a bunch of them.
Awful sorry about that, Dan.
Okay, well...
Folks in the studio, I'm talking about a big hand for...
Dan.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah! Yeah! What a guy, huh?
Yeah! Thank you!
One more time. Big hand for Dan. Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much for playing. Can you hear him cheering for you? You can?
Can't hear him?
Well, let's have him cheer again then, huh? Once more, folks, real loud, huh? Yeah! Yeah! Can you hear him cheering for you now, Damon? All right. Thank you very much for playing. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
That was Damon.
That was recorded about a month ago. Just a month ago, but still, after all the game shows we've done, that was our favorite. Yeah. A heavily edited game show.
Yeah, I wish we could have left in a lot of what happened there. That's... Oh, well, we cut it down to 3 minutes, and it was actually a 20-minute phone call.
Surprise attack on us there. I think he was playing a gag on us. Wally stayed pretty consistent, but the Beeve is terrible in this one. Yeah. And who are the other characters? Oh, we had Chris Sutton come in to be Tyrone, the black man who just moved in on the Cleaver's street.
17 after 7 here on the show with no name from QMF.
Leave It to Beaver. Starring
J.B. Douglas,
Hugh Beaumont, Tony
Ron Clay,
and
Terry Miners
as the Beaver.
A lady from Ardmore, Oklahoma. They said we called a couple of weeks ago.
Geez, what's this? Golly.
Hey. Beaver?
Yes, Mom?
Are you watching that Playboy channel?
Yes, ma'am.
Turn that off right this instant. Turn it off.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm sorry, Mom. I meant to... plug in the Intellivision. Hey, Mom, you sure look nice in your leotard and your leg warmers and your headband and your pearls. Where are you going?
I'm going to my sensitivity jazzercise aerobicize class. Now, don't try to butter me up. You get upstairs right now and you wake up your brother and tell him to wash up for dinner.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Wally. Mom says to turn down the stereo and get ready for supper. Gee, Wally. Hey, Wally. Wally. How come you're sleeping in the middle of the afternoon, Wally?
Oh, gosh, Beave. I don't feel good, man.
Gee, Wally, you look awful.
Beaver, you know that new Negro family just moved in down the street?
Yeah?
Called Tyrone, man. I bought some. Oh, God.
Wally. Hey, Wally.
He sold me
don't
some.
Don't throw up, Wally. Wally, you threw up all over my Jabba the Hutt flashlight.
Call him up, man. Call Tyrone. He sold me a pill. I'm dying here, buddy. Oh, gosh.
Operator.
Operator, do you have the number for the new Negro family on Maple Street?
Just one moment.
Gee, Wally's puking and everything.
It's 555-JIVE.
Thank you.
Yeah, who this be?
This is Beaver Cleaver. I'm calling for my brother Wally, the guy with the flat top and the high school letter jacket.
Yeah.
He took something that you gave him, and he's real sick and stuff.
Yeah, do his pupils be real big?
Gee, yeah, they're real big.
His lips dry?
Yes, sir.
Okay, get him up and get his white ass to the shower.
Will Beaver get Wally's white fanny into the shower? Join us again next week for another exciting Beaver bit.
Hey, much ado about very little. Thank you.
Did you notice how short that was? What, 3-4 minutes?
That's the way they all should have been there.
Whew.